The English quintet Radiohead is one of the most highly praised of all contemporary rock bands. The current issue of Spin magazine refers to them as the most revered rock band around, and the New York Times magazine, in a lengthy profile of the band a few weeks ago, dubbed Radiohead the post-rock band. Their new CD, Kid A, debuted at number one on the Billboard pop album chart. Rock critic Ken Tucker thinks Radiohead's Kid A is actually anti-rock, but that makes it even more interesting.
First, a warning. It's very difficult to give you a feeling for what the total experience of Radiohead's new CD, Kid A, is like from the snippets that I'll play here. That's because every one of its 10 compositions is a languid, evolving piece of music. Rejecting rock's standard verse-chorus-verse structure, there are no refrains and few hooks. No song on Kid A concludes the same way it begins. The compositions themselves distort the lovely boy's tenor voice of 31-year-old group leader Tom York, burying it or chopping it up into little bits along with the band's guitars, and often drowning all of it in a wash of swirling keyboards. You can hear what I'm talking about in this piece called Everything in Its Right Place. To appreciate what Radiohead is doing on Kid A, you have to realize what the group did on its previous CD, 1997's OK Computer, which was to revive the notion of guitar-based rock and roll and make it seem relevant in a commercial landscape dominated by hip-hop and the reedy voices of teen pop acts. In these terms, the great success of Kid A is that it doesn't, for one second, seem like a rejection of OK Computer, and therefore a rejection of its fans, but rather an invitation to listen to something new, to an experiment that has been enabled by OK Computer's big sales. One of the band's managers recently remarked that he wasn't sure if, quote, Tom and the boys think they're in a rock band or in an art project. This is the kind of uncertainty that gives managers and record company executives ulcers, but for the rest of us, it's exhilarating to hear what a big-name band can do with a big budget and the notion of making an experimental recording. I think of Kid A as an anti-rock album, by which I don't mean that the band is announcing itself as being against rock and roll. Rather, I hear Kid A as an attempt to work against the common strictures of rock, accommodating dance music and electronica, and as a way of approaching the eternal rock bugaboo of having rock lyrics mean something, by deciding to make words simply pieces of sound that run alongside the instruments. The results could have been horribly pretentious. Instead, Kid A is the kind of music that clears your mind and makes you listen to everything around it in a different, refreshed way.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly.